tea.
Oh, I don't have tea for you, but I have a Bible. Sound good?
Tea or coffee?
Well, you want coffee? You want a sip of coffee? Mm-hmm. You sure you want to try some coffee? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that enough?
Mm-hmm. It kind of is like a taste. It's okay.
It's okay. Okay. Well, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the
wisdom literature.
That's right. The wisdom literature. We'll get through all the wisdom literature together. Well, I had hoped that last week during Synod, our kind of national or somewhat international denominational meeting, we'd be able to get together. But it was kind of like taking 2 years of work, because we didn't get to meet last year because of the pandemic, and shoving it into 1 year of work, 1 year time span, and then we had a day cut off also. So I was in meetings from about 8 o'clock in the morning to 9:30 at night. So I just didn't have time to be able to get everything done. So we will catch up. We'll do fine. So why don't we go ahead? We'll have some coffee, pray, and get into God's word. You want more coffee? No, you can't have more coffee.
Maybe.
Let's go ahead and pray. You ready? Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray that as we read your word this morning, you might bless us and care for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 139. Oh, Lord. Oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. What do you think he's saying there?
That God won't be perished.
Yeah, does God know all of his ways? Mm-hmm. That's right. Is God's hand on him? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. What do you think he's saying there?
Like, the darkness is on, but the lightness and the light.
Yeah, but is God afraid of the dark? Mm-mm. Are things hidden from God in the dark?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing's hidden from God, that's right. If he goes up to heaven, who's there?
God and Jesus.
God. And if you go down into the grave, who's there?
Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Who can escape your presence? For you form my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet they are of none. Who made you in mommy's belly?
God.
God did. That's right. So even when you were a little baby in mommy's belly.
Please.
Did God know you? Mm-hmm. Did he know all your days? Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, let's go ahead.
Maybe it's 500,000.
So, yeah. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Ooh, what about that? Do you think God only thinks one thing about you, or do you think that God thinks lots of things about you?
Like 100 things.
Like 100 million gazillion things. Mm. The Lord governs the universe, and he thinks about you. How cool is that?
Like 6 infinity thousand
things. 6 infinity thousand things? All right. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Wow, this is amazing, right? Because this part, I think, is, I don't think any of us can say this in ourselves. Because if God knew all your hearts, he knew all your thoughts, would he also know all your sin? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there anyone perfect?
Mm-mm. Except God.
That's right. I think this is Jesus talking in this psalm.
And Jesus.
Yeah, I think this is Jesus talking.
And right? All of them are Jesus.
And search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Right? And see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. What do you think is the best verse to summarize this? Which verse did you like best? Which part did you like best?
The one with the darkness and light.
Oh, the one with the darkness and light. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as a day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good one, too. I think, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Or maybe, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? All those would be really good ones, suddenly. Mm-hmm. What do you think we should do in response to these verses? How do you think this should affect your heart?
Praise God.
Praise God? Why should you praise God?
Because God knows everything, and people don't.
Yeah, and does he think about you?
Uh-huh, and he knows when we're gonna die.
He does. Is that comforting to know that God knows
even
that?
Even when we're three.
Even when you're three, God knows when you're going to die, right? Is that comforting that God thinks about you and it's not just accidents?
And maybe when you're mourning, you will die.
Oh, would that be sad? Mm-hmm. Would Daddy be very sad about that?
Remember Benjamin, he just died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he died in Mommy's belly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, are you ready to pray? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for the comfort we have, knowing that your thoughts are upon us, that you made us in our mommy's bellies. Lord, we thank you that the darkness is as of light to you. Nothing can be hidden from your presence. We thank you, Father, that your hand is upon us. And we pray that we would find comfort, knowing that you have numbered all of our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you have a great day resting in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is the perfect one and all of God's thoughts are upon you. We pray that you would have a great day today. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. See you later. You're yawning today, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.